I get the impression going through the later Kingston Trio albums that you were almost making a takeover bid for the group. And perhaps on the sleeve notes you wrote, I think, on Children of the Morning, I get the impression that the other two weren't too interested in it anyway.
Well, it wasn't a fact of a bloodless coup or anything. It was just that they weren't that interested, and they were driving race cars and shooting skeet, and Bobby Shane had moved to Georgia by then, and so someone had to do it, and I was a songwriter, and I always was the one to sit down and write the chord charts out and get that part of the arrangement done. So more responsibility came my way, which I loved. I wanted to do it anyway, so it just sort of went that way, you know.
And on one of the last records you made with the Kingston Trio, you picked a Lennon and McCartney song, Norwegian Wood.
Mm.
Why did you select that one?
Because we loved it. The only reason we ever did a song is because we loved it. And we didn't care that the Beatles had done it. And we didn't care that it was, you know, not breaking any new ground. Nick and I loved the song, and we loved to sing it, and we sang it.
Showed me the room, isn't it good, Norwegian wood? She asked me to stay and she told me to sit anywhere. So I looked around and I noticed there wasn't a chair. I sat on the rug, biding my time, drinking her wine. We talking to a few, and then she said, it's time for bed.
When the Kingston Trio broke up, am I right in saying that you then were working with Buffy Ford as a duo?
No, I didn't work with Buffy till about a year and a half after the trio had disbanded. I was looking to put a group together. I was looking to sing with a female voice. I love that female quality on the Weavers and Peter, Paul, and Mary. After singing with three men singing together for 7 years, I was real tired of that sound. I wanted that upper color that you get with a female voice. And looked all over. I flew a girl out from Canada, from New York. I looked all over. Couldn't find anyone. Finally found Buffy 8 miles away from where I live.
The album you made together, Signals Through the Grass.
Glass.
Signals Through the Glass. I think that album still stands up today. The harmonies are very nice on it. And a track I particularly like is Cody. Now, is that a song that's based on someone you knew?
No. It's based on... it's based on a character in The Red Pony, the Steinbeck novel, of this old man who led the wagons to the sea with the white hair. It's really a very classic American character. And Cody, of course, Buffalo Bill Cody, was synonymous with the Old West. So Cody's sort of a compilation of a lot of people.
Cody's trying to be about the great Montana sky. Cody sang to me that I could see Montana in his eyes. I could see Montana in his eyes. Cody's hair is long and dirty as the rivers of L.A. Cody's mind is gone. You never know just what he's gonna say. Now you never know just what he's gonna say. There he falls down on the road. Won't you go and help him on his way? There he falls down on the road, now forgotten son of someone yesterday. The forgotten son of someone yesterday.
I believe that you were working with Buffy Ford on the Kennedy campaign in 1968.
Right.
Yes, what does that mean? I mean, it's hard for sort of English people to gauge what actually goes on. What was your involvement?
I had met Robert Kennedy when he was Attorney General, and I was with a trio. And I had kept in touch with him, and he was very kind and kept in touch with me. And when I left the trio, he had run for senator in New York, and I had campaigned there. At a rally, I would go out and sing a few songs. And then when he was running for president, he called and said, would you come out, and you and Buffy come out and sing? And we said, of course, and we dropped the album, put it on hold, and went out, and we would fly into a town with him, and we would get off the plane, and we would find someone and dash to the rally. And these people had been waiting 2, 3, maybe 4 hours to see Kennedy, and we're tired and restless, so we'd give a point of focus and get their energy up. So when Kennedy arrived, they'd be it wouldn't be so splintered, you know. It was a dog and pony show, but it was politics, you know. We were there. We were the court jesters, you know. We were the traveling band.
All the Brave Horses could have been a hit for you, don't you think?
No, I don't think so. This doesn't have the hit qualities. It's too heroic, I think, and there's not enough variety in it.
Was it a particular death that had inspired that song?
Well, the what we had gone through with the Kennedys and Martin Luther King, and the irony that the best are shot down in their prime, is what that was all about. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, there ain't no wild horses out on Wild Horse Road. Well, there ain't no wild horses there at home. Somewhere they're tracking mustangs on a lonesome desert road. But there ain't no wild horses on Wild Horse Road. No, 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 no. The long line behind the stallions, all the faithful mares, just like women on the road everywhere. Running down a hot line, they caught a deadline. Where did they all go? There ain't no wild horses on Wild Horse Road. But there ain't no wild horses out on. And there ain't no wild horses there, I know. Somewhere they're trucking mustangs on a lonesome desert road. But there ain't no wild horses on Wild Horse Road.